The Morning Hog, 95.7 Hog, Daytona's Rock and Racing Station. Riggs intern Steve, Josh from SR, Parade in the Morning Hog Brew Review with Michael Waldron.
Yeah.
I saw him in cardboard in Walmart earlier this week, and now he's come to life.
Good to see you, man.
That's what we do.
Yeah,
here.
It's good to see y'all. I was, my ex-wife said I was really one-dimensional anyway. And so when I show up at Walmart as a cardboard cutout, I know she's laughing somewhere because she says that's who you are.
I give you the rim shot. You earned that one, though. No, but it is probably a nice thing to have had this idea for your own beer. And then to go through the process of creating different flavors and different styles, and then actually see it in the stores. It's got to be a nice dream come true, right?
It's really cool when you walk in a store and there's, you know, four or five six-packs missing from the display, and you see somebody with their shopping cart, and they've got a six-pack of my beer in there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of different beers out there, as you guys all know.
And
we started this process 4 years ago. And to finally be able to see people get it and take it out of stores or sitting at the bar, whether it's at Hooligans or Hooters or Giuseppe's, wherever in town we are or have been, it really feels good to see someone enjoying our beers because we put a lot into them. It's just, you know, I didn't just throw my name on there. I've been part of the creation of the different styles and flavors. And obviously, I'm a race car driver my whole career, and the way the car looked was really important to me.
Yeah.
So the can designs is something else that I had a lot to do with because of the fact that I want it to look like I want it to look racy and fun, and I think they look really cool.
You guys nailed it.
It definitely does, and
totally agree.
It is good. I mean, it is nice to hear sort of that dream finally coming 4 years later coming to fruition. Josh is about to crack open another beer, and I like this one because it's got red and black, so it's got my Georgia Bulldog Championship colors. So
yeah.
About that. I'm sure Michael did it for that reason. But it does look like a fast car. What are we getting into now, Josh?
So this is Checkered Pass Coconut IPA.
Oh.
And this is our fancy beer, I like to call it, and it's another question that one might ask.
Okay.
Is it Checkered Past, is that because he won the Daytona 500 twice, or is there things in his closet we don't want to know about? And probably a combination thereof somewhere.
I feel like the beer would give you the answer after a couple of cans, maybe.
Yeah, this one's 6.0 alcohol,
so it's
getting on up there.
Okay.
But it's only 55 IBUs on the bitterness scale, so it's not a real hoppy. It's not a real hoppy big IPA, and the coconut sort of cuts the bitterness.
Yeah,
it gives you a nice finish on this one as well.
Yes,
you said malty.
Yep.
Who said malty? Raise your hand.
Josh said malty. Yeah,
I love that. We're gonna go with smooth.
Yeah, absolutely,
it is very smooth. You're right. The coconut does smooth. What made you go coconut of all the options that you had when you were creating this? What
the list? We'll go back to the list in Colorado, and we didn't taste any coconut IPA, but there was a couple of coconut ales that interested me.
Okay.
And I said, can we mix the two? And the answer is yes. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, if you're one of the people that know a ton about beer, you might say, this isn't really that big of an IPA. And I say, yes, that's right, because I never was into the big, bitter tasting beers.
Okay.
And we wanted to have an IPA, but we wanted it to be lighter and easier drinking.
Very much.
This falls into that category.
Yeah, if you didn't say the word IPA in front of this, I would not be thinking, you know, you're drinking a pine tree or something.
So here's what we'll do. If you want to call it something else, just get it.
Oh, really? Get some tape, write your own label.
Call it whatever you want.
Just leave the Waltrip label alone and put it underneath.
This is so tasty.
This is super flavorful. Delicious. I mean,
easy drinking. Wow. I really enjoy this beer. Drinking.
Yeah. Now, Josh, you've brought us some beers before where they try to infuse a fruit or something in it. It's too overpowered. It's too much.
Yeah, we've had a few that are offensive.
This is the right. Yeah,
where this is not the case.
Right. This is like
everything
the right blend.
Melds together really nice.
I am not sophisticated enough to taste the coconut. I really don't taste it. I just know that it's a flavor that I like.
You're missing out, bro.
I know.
Really good.
I know. And I'm just not good at that kind of stuff. I don't know why. I just know what I like and what I don't like. It's like,
that's all it
if
really
I drink
matters.
Red wine, someone, you know, says, what kind do you like? I said, I don't know, but if you give me a sip, I'll tell you if it's yours or, you know, what if I like it or not.
That's the right answer.
I'm not a beer snob or a wine snob. I just like the way they taste. And this one is my favorite of our three.
Oh, my gosh, man. That's fantastic. I mean, because I've had some coconut stuff, and it's just too much. It's like you ate a coconut and they poured a little juice.
Like he said, I think in my vast employment, maybe one or two coconut IPAs in the past, and those were offensive. This is not.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's those what Michael was talking about earlier, where it's at the brew pub, they're experimenting. We right. made a jar of this.
That, you know, the bitterness is, you know, what, palate wrecker and stuff like that. Yeah. But this is, you can have multiple and still enjoy your food. And
right, yeah,
it's right, fantastic. Right. What's really interesting to me is, you know, someone will say, I'll say, you have to try our coconut IPA. Mm-hmm. They're like, no way, not me. I don't like coconut or IPA. I said, well, this isn't your beer then.
Yeah.
But if you try it, like you said, it doesn't scream IPA at you, right. and it doesn't scream coconut at you. It's just flavorful and a full body wow. beer.
Nice and subtle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to be asking for like seconds, me. Josh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
I just subtly came in here.
So subtle.
Started serving y'all beer at 9 in the morning.
Yeah, hey, that's okay. Now, you got a big weekend. Obviously, we want to tell people about where they can find you, but you're on the truck call tonight, right? You're doing yeah. the truck race.
Trucks tonight, do Xfinity qualifying and practice, and also going to be part of the Cup show in some form or fashion. Usually do the grid walk.
You gotta do the grid walk. All right, so let's talk about the grid walk for a second, because yes. this I love everything you do, but the grid walk, I feel the grid walk sometimes, because I feel like there are some drivers who don't want to talk.
Well, the interesting right? thing about the grid walk is the spontaneity of it, because, you know, you never know what's around the corner.
Yeah.
And you never know. I try to give guys a heads up that I'm gonna come say hi to them, and
yeah.
and by the way, there's gonna be 5 or 7 million people watching, so right. it might be a good idea to say hi.
You're scratching your nose. You might
but,
not.
Yeah. yeah. But you never know what's around the bend, you know, what yeah. you're going to happen upon. And there's been some really interesting moments because of the fact that it isn't scripted and it isn't planned.
Yeah.
But I get 100% approval rating from every fan I see. They go, I love
it's
the grid walk.
It's the best.
And so as long as the fans love it and the drivers cooperate with yeah. me somewhat,
yeah.
We're going to keep doing it and have fun doing it on Fox.
It feels very much like what we do when we go out for like bike week, when we're out there with a live mic and we don't know what's going to happen, and you
oh,
have
yeah.
that nauseous feeling. I feel that for Michael every time the grid walk happens. It's like, oh, what are we going to get into this time? So you've got all that racing to call. Do you ever get that urge to get back in the seat?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Do you really?
Especially with this new car. I went to LA and was in the garage area, and it was the first time I'd seen pictures of it. I'd seen videos of it practicing and testing.
Yeah.
But I hadn't put my hands on it.
Right.
And man, it's a sleek racing machine. It yeah. reminds me more of what you see in the 24 hours of Daytona with the Ferraris yeah. and the Lambos. Yeah. I mean, it's a Toyota, a Ford, or a Chevy, but it's sleek and it's very, very futuristic, very modern.
Right.
A lot of technology has gone into it. And when you see it as a racer, all you can think is, man, I need to put Michael Waltrip Brewing on the side of there one of these go. Babies and get yeah. in and go.
So never say go. Never. Never say never on that.
Never
right?
say never. Okay. I got to race last summer in the SRX series, and
I love that, man.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun doing that. And
I think Tony was being too mean in that series, by the way.
Well, he won everything.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but he's fair. Done that his whole life.
Yeah.
he didn't think he was being mean.
Was he tuning up all the engines?
He was just being Tony.
Okay.
No, it was really fun. I passed him a couple of times on the dirt, and yeah. He said if he didn't pass me back, he was going to have to go to therapy. But eventually he passed me back, yeah. So he's fine.
So are we. We're drinking Michael Waltrip Brewing on the Brew Review. Josh from SR Parrot is here, and we'll be back with more Michael Waltrip on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.